Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
If you're spending a majority of your day that connects with your talents, you're going to walk away maybe tired but energized. And if you don't, if you're just leaning on skills, you're going to go home drained. And so the other thing is with talents, if you develop them, you can become excellent. With non-talent, the best you're ever going to be is adequate. So one of my first and most important advice to entering the marketplace, I'd rather you make a little less money and be in a company that aligns with your talents because of all what that means long-term than being offered a little more money, but you have your talents really aren't aligned with it. And so you're going to be exhausted. You're not really developing into excellence. So sometimes you just got to take what you can get, but hopefully, as the economy begins to grow now, there'll be more possibility of saying, well, let me at least get in places where talent matters.
So, you know, not everything is always sort of black and white, though, isn't it?
Right.
So, well, I can move over in this division or this company, and it would train me in some areas I don't know,
yes.
But it's not necessarily where I want to go. But once you get off that path, does that mean that you don't have a chance to get back on?
That's a great question. I really believe that God factors in all of that, Neil. So if I'm given an opportunity, maybe just to build certain skills that I don't have or certain experiences that puts me into different relationships, I think all of that's being factored in the future. And so the things you're going to take with you, you're going to take your experiences with you, you're going to take your education with you, but you're also going to take your relationships with you, which is absolutely critical in a networked world. So most job openings happen because I know somebody who knows somebody. And so the more relational currency I'm building, which you're building in any situation where you're working, the better. As long as I capture those things and continue to communicate with relationships. And so social media, which the young people are fantastic at, is actually much more powerful than just all the things that have to do with life. It also, many times through LinkedIn or things like it, has to do with these relational things are going to matter in your work.
So that, you know, we would think probably our generation would say, well, it's loyalty, it's staying in one place. That's what really counts. And you're saying,
yep.
You know, it's relationships and making sure that you're capturing those and building
Absolutely.
That network.
Here's the problem. Most companies cannot promise loyalty except to the main employees. The employees that are, you know, central to their competitive advantage or whatever they're doing in the marketplace. They can promise a lot more loyalty to them, but nobody else can be promised loyalty. So consequently, I've got to be willing to realize that I will be changing at least jobs and probably careers at various points. And I have to learn to manage that way in terms of how I think about my life, how I think about my calling and my vocation.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.